it's very exciting. We've been working on this for quite a while and it's now come to fruition, so that's really pleasing. And it means that we can give our potential mothers in the northern part of New South Wales another option for birthing. And so what, because it is very new, we're going to do it as a pilot, as you've said, for the first 12 months, which allows 24 women, two per month, to participate, and we'll see how that goes, fine-tune the model as needed, but if it goes as we expect it will, then that could lead us within about 12 or 13 months to a permanent home birthing service being established. And the great thing about this is a lot of mothers now are free birthing, which means they're having births at home without support.
Mm.
This means that they will be supported by the public health system in their own homes to have their babies if they're low risk, because it's only low risk ones that we recommend for home births, and therefore they will have that extra option.
How are people assessed, potential mothers assessed to take part in this program?
Well, what will happen is the midwife will carry out an assessment. It's a standard assessment, and there are various questions that are asked, particularly about your history. Also, the baby will be assessed for use of ultrasound and so forth to make sure that the birth you're going to have is a normal vaginal birth, and it's not going to have any complications, because if you do have complications, the best place is to be in hospital, where you've got the extra backup facilities so that you can give your baby the best chance to sort of have a live birth.
And is it just for Mullumbimby Hospital?
No, it's not just for Mullumbimby. If the potential mother is within 30 to 40 minutes of either Mullumbimby, Tweed or Lismore Base Hospitals, they can participate in the program. It's the midwives who are based at Mullumbimby who will be supporting the mothers, and it's going to be using our caseload model, where they support them right through their pregnancy, which is something we're already doing at Mullumbimby, but for hospital births at this stage. But it means you have the same midwife doing your antenatal care and then your postnatal care, and that midwife does the birth with you. And it means you develop a trust and a rapport in one person, rather than having a number of clinicians look after you during those different phases of the pregnancy and then the birth. So we're going to use that, what we call caseload, because you have one midwife throughout for the home birthing, as we now do for the Mullumbimby Hospital birthing.
Where has this initiative come from? Has it been, was it because there was a push from local residents or other local health professionals? I mean, what's got you down this path?
Twofold. Firstly, I think there's been a push from women statewide, and therefore the Department of Health, as it then was, now Ministry for Health, developed a policy to guide us statewide. And then there has been a strong push from local women here who have been approaching myself, and more recently since we've had a board, the board chair, to say they'd like us to take up that opportunity, which has been taken up only in a few other parts of New South Wales, to follow through on the policy that the ministry has got, turn it into a local protocol, and then introduce home birthing here in the Northern Rivers. And therefore we set up a steering committee chaired by our Director of Nursing, Annette Symes, but involving representatives from medicine, you know, obstetricians and gynaecologists, midwives, consumers, and those people who would be able to contribute to the home birth discussion. And it came forward with a proposal, and the board has made sure that that was looked at very carefully by the quality committee and by others, by our insurers, for example, in terms of risk assessment. And after all those assessments, it got a final recommendation from our clinical council that they felt we should go forward with it. And then at its last meeting, the board endorsed it as a pilot.
And why only two women per month?
It was felt that was probably sufficient in terms of a pilot to make sure that we're getting it right. There was a concern that there might be, oversubscribed, and that therefore there may be two women initially that would be able to be handled as part of a pilot program. Usually when you do pilot something, you do limit the numbers, and this is the advice that came back from our implementation committee, that we should limit it to two women per month. But obviously, once it comes in as a full service, then that number would expand.
And what evidence is about to show the benefits of a home birth?
Well, evidence so far shows that women are much more satisfied. That is, women who want to have home births, and not all women do, but that if they can have a natural home birth, they find that a very satisfying way to bring their baby into the world, and it helps the bonding experience between the mother and the baby, but also the involvement of the father too, because it's in the natural home environment. So it's the experience and then the after that, the postnatal period, where it's very beneficial in terms of the mother's bonding and just her feelings about the birth.
Is it more cost beneficial for the health department for home birthing, or is that that's not a factor? Or
no, that's not a factor. That hasn't been a factor at all.
But is it more cost efficient?
No, I don't think so, because the main cost is in having the midwives, and therefore the cost would be relatively the same to doing a caseload birth in a hospital. Where the cost is different is if you have a midwife birth as opposed to a medical birth, where you have either a specialist obstetrician or a GP obstetrician involved. That's quite a bit more costly, because obviously you have your doctor's fees, whereas if you're only being supported by a midwife, that's obviously less expensive, because you'd have a midwife involved as well as the doctor otherwise. But that's the model we already have at Mullumbimby, and that happens in hospital rather than out of hospital. So I don't think there'd be any savings, nor do I think there'd be any particular extra cost. We're seeing it pretty much as a cost-neutral exercise.
If there are women listening this morning who want to get involved, what should they be doing?
Well, they should be making contact with Mullumbimby Hospital. Jenny Shaw, who is our head of that hospital, she's one of the prime people who's responsible for taking this program forward. And if they make contact with the hospital and want to book in for a home birth, that's how they do that. And obviously, she'd see if she could fit them into our two per month.
Do they need to be at some way through the pregnancy first off, or...?
Not as I understand it, although I just need to double check that. But certainly, I think they'd have to be earlier in the pregnancy, because
they have to follow the progress.
So they can follow the protocols and the program. I think if you were late in the pregnancy, it would be hard. But if they want more information, I think the best thing is to contact the hospital, and we'd send them out some details about it, so they get an idea of what it's all about.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
That's a pleasure, Justine.